5 games to go in the 2015 season, and the Jags are back in the division in the first week in December. Jags-Titans in Nashville coming up in Week 13. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work, trying to get that road win this week against a team that they beat a couple of weeks ago on Thursday Night Football here in Jacksonville. And a couple of updates for the Jaguars on Thursday. A couple of players still out. Dan Scuda, the Jaguars' auto linebacker, still battling the groin injury. And tight end Mercedes Lewis has not practiced this week, trying to battle through an ankle injury. And, of course, plenty of eyeballs on the Jags wide receivers always, but certainly this week. Alan Hearns' health is still in question. He didn't practice again Thursday, and if he's not cleared to play this week, it could mean a greater role for Marquise Lee. The second-year receiver has been active for only 5 games this season, battling a hamstring issue. And whenever Lee has been active, he hasn't factored much into game plans, and that's mainly due to the success of the Allens, Robinson, and Hearns. Only 5 catches and 3 rushes for Lee this season could make for plenty of frustration, but by all accounts, Lee is handling the situation like a second-year pro should.
I just think he's in a good place, and I told him, you know, when you're thinking that way, good things will come your way. And the way he's talking, the way he's handling it, the way he's practicing, I just believe good fortune will come.
Last year, I can honestly say I was stressed out numerous amount of times, and mainly because of not being able to, knowing how to get over it, you know, or going through the things to help me get over certain things. But this year, it's way different. As far as the pressure and stuff like that, ain't nothing changed. I'm going to go out there and be as loose as I can, as you guys see me every week.
Now, the Jags still want to own the AFC South, and for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, that opportunity is still there this season.
How many times have you heard Gus Bradley and the players express their desire to own the AFC South? I have no doubt it's dozens since training camp began, and now would be a good time to prove it. Down 2 games with 5 to play, and 3 of those 5 are against the Titans, Colts, and Texans, they could still get it done this season. Of course, they're going to need to beat all 3, and then they're going to need someone else to beat the Colts and Texans between now and late afternoon on January 3rd. Now, I don't care about the South title at this point, nor the postseason, since neither of those were on my preseason to-do list. I do care about the South, however, because if the Jaguars are ever going to own it, they're going to have to prove it. And owning the division title is the key to playing at home in the postseason. In the 14 years since realignment, the Jaguars have only 31 wins and 50 losses. Only once have they managed a winning record against the division, and they're only 5-10 in the Bradley era. The Colts have the best offensive player in Andrew Luck. The Texans the best defender in J.J. Watt. But in my view, the Jaguars have the best roster, and it's time to start out-coaching and out-playing the other guys and planting the Jaguars' flag on the top of the mountain, so to speak. The Titans are up first, and the Jaguars should beat them and get to 2-2 in the division. Then comes the Colts at home. The time to make your claim on the division crown starts Sunday in Nashville. Put up or shut up.
Thank you, Brian. We'll wrap up the week on Jags of the Round Table Friday. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.